Hi, Kieran.
Hello, Ellie. I think we are now live.
Oh,
Fingers crossed.
let's hope
Yes, I
so.
can see us there at the side now. Our beautiful visions shining out to me about 20 seconds in the past.
Super.
So, but to the
Okay.
rest of you there,
Let's see if
we
I can
will
then.
be sounding live. Okay, so welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Hopefully, you've had a look at the post I wrote, the one about being terrible at marketing myself, which I think is really a summary of, how I've come to this place. I think Ellie and I both found ourselves in this interesting place through different journeys through marketing. So we're going to take the time today, this sort of half an hour chunk, to talk a little bit about sort of reflecting on the journey that we've both respectively taken to now, introducing ourselves to anyone that doesn't know us. And this will be recorded and put in the Better, Bolder, Braver community as well. So for anyone that doesn't know us, welcome. Very nice to meet you. And so I think, Ellie, what we sort of said is we'd reflect first on the kind of journey for now, maybe talk a little bit about how marketing can be a sort of, it's really kind of an ongoing challenge, something that is just a perpetual thing, and how to, how we feel about that and how we change how we feel about that. And then to talk a little bit about what we're planning in the community, this kind of full circle thing that we've come to. And then we'll have a bit of time for Q&A at the end. So do feel free to put comments in the chat. I can see some of you saying hello. Hello. Lovely to see you. Leslie,
Oh.
Francis. Very nice to see those popping through in the background. Do feel free to leave us comments or questions, and we will try to come to those in the last 5 minutes before we tell you a little bit about just how to join the community. And if you want to do that, time is running out as well, but we'll tell you more about that later. So first, Ellie, do you want to just start us off by sort of reflecting a bit on, our journey to here, nearly 3 years since we met each other?
It is nearly 3 years, isn't it? Thanks, Kieran. So I'll do a quick introduction to me. People don't know, I'm Ellie Lloyd-Jones and I run my coaching business, Elevate with Ellie, based in Cheshire. And so I joined the Better, Bolder, Braver community back in July 2021. I was a saddo on the wait list waiting for it to open because I'd been running my coaching business for about 12 months. So feeling my way around, and I'd done lots of marketing before, and I heard Better, Bolder, Braver being interviewed on the Association for Coaching podcast, and I heard Francis talk, and I was like, that is exactly what I need. This sounds amazing. This is what I need. And so genuinely, it's one of the best things that I did for my business in terms of finding a group of people who are all coaches, who think about things or view the world in a similar way to me, in a good way, but also challenge me. And so actually through the marketing work that I've done in this community, connecting with people and connecting with a group of people who genuinely accept me for who I am and see me and support me and cheerlead me for no other reason other than they want me to do well and they want to help me on that journey. Genuinely, that's what I've got from the community. And you are one of those people, Eric. And I would
Oh.
love to say that I joined the community and bang, all my marketing was sorted. Not.
Wouldn't we all?
I know it's not, it is an ever-evolving journey. Every time I complete one thing, it's like I love to use analogies, don't I, and like metaphors. And my one, when it comes to marketing and lots of self-development, is like snake shedding a layer, kind of shedding a layer of resistance or probably resistance, to be honest, and barriers. And I go, this is amazing. I think I've done it. And then there's another layer and another layer. And it's just it does ever evolve. And we just use, or I just use that information that I've learned to help continue building. So how about you, Kieran? How's your sort of introduction to marketing and Better, Bolder, Braver been?
Well, I'm just going to start by saying I love that excuse me, that snake shedding its lair thing, as I've said to you before, because I think, for many years I've heard people talking about the onion and the layers of the onion kind of unpeeling something, which to me always feels like it has this kind of this sort of sad end where you eventually get to the middle and you've got such a little piece of onion left and there's like, you know, you've let go of everything. But I think the thing about shedding layers is, you know, if you think about it with a reptile, you know, a snake, it's shedding skin that it doesn't need anymore. And so for me, that's a much more of a kind of a regenerative thing that I like to think of us just kind of, you know, excising these things that we've kind of outgrown rather than sort of cutting into something and cutting away things we don't want to get to the sculpture that's perfect underneath. Instead, realizing that the sort of the perfect self is already there and it's just about, you know, what we can allow ourselves to let go of. And I think it is a really good analogy for marketing. I mean, I wrote in my post that my journey to getting to Better Bold Brave in the first place was through all sorts of different things, trying a marketing agency that I paid, you know, quite a lot of money each month to post on my behalf, which didn't feel personal to me and didn't really result in any outcomes that I wanted. I tried, you know, working with somebody who was a sort of lead gen person, and that made me feel kind of deeply uncomfortable and icky. And again, it's nothing to do with these people. It's, you know, they're lovely people. It's just for me, those strategies didn't work. And, you know, I even tried the kind of, you know, the slightly more ridiculous things, the kind of, you know, LinkedIn experts who promised to sort of like make you win at LinkedIn by doing some sort of special secret sauce they're going to spread all over everything. And it's really, you know, it's tempting because as a coach, you're thinking, I have these skills I want to give to the world. I want to give to people. And it can be such a frustrating thing, especially to have done all this training, to have got to this place where you're feeling like, I have so much to give. If only I could get some clients and tell people about this. And I think that's what I've seen so many people go through, that same feeling through joining Better Bolder Braver. You know, I've met so many people in that same boat. And like you said, it's, you know, we all wish for the silver bullet. You know, we've tried things or we've wanted to have the silver bullet solution. But for me, it was just that happy chance of one of the sort of lead gen messages going to Francis, who said, not sure about this, but would you like to join Better Bolder Braver? And I thought, you know what, this sounds perfect. And like you, here I am, you know, nearly 3 years later. And I'm very, very grateful for it, for the connections I've made, for the depth of connections, actually. And I think that has been through sticking with it, through sort of accepting that it's not a kind of, you know, get through the course and everything's done. It's there's deeper layers to this, and each time you go back and there's a kind of a different iteration, you let go of the things that you no longer need. And I think the fact that we're doing this, you know, this sort of thing today, and that where we've come to with the, you know, working with Francis to develop this new part, this new offering within the community, is really testament to the kind of lovely cyclical nature of what has been created with Better Bolder Braver. So yeah, I feel very touched to be here, especially with you, and to be doing, I know we've worked a lot together before, but we've not done a sort of a proper collaboration together. And it's been a great joy to kind of design this stuff together and to, you know, think about what that looks like for new people joining the community.
Yeah. It does. It has sort of felt like it's come full circle for us. Mm. We started before the Coach's Marketing Journey, which for those who don't know is the practical course that is offered within the community. And we were in like one of the first iterations of it. And what I particularly loved about that course is for once it told me that I didn't need to listen to what everyone said I had to do for marketing. It helped to encourage me to work out what marketing works for me and gave me permission to do what works for me. So if certain channels, if certain ways of posting on social media, if certain ways of being don't work for me. Sorry, I don't know if you can just hear my dog.
I can hear some excitement in the background. No. Francis wondered, I don't know if it is easily possible to turn up your mic volume, Ellie. If it's not, then don't worry. But there was a request from Francis, just if you have a moment to.
I did try before to do my best. I'll get closer to the mic if that works.
Oh yeah, that's good. More sort of sultry radio style voice.
So yeah, with the CMJ helped me to. So the Coach's Marketing Journey did help me to realize what it was to be authentically me and put myself out there unapologetically. And that doesn't mean that I was really brash. It was just actually what what is it that I can offer, and how can I offer it in a way that's really authentic to me. And going through that journey was where you and I connected on a deeper level. I suppose we had connected in just outside of the community anyway, to just say hi, which is one of the lovely things about the community. You get so much more out of it the more that you put in, when you're proactive and you engage with people to just have a conversation like two human beings. But with the coach's marketing journey, you and I realized that we wanted to support each other, didn't we? That was really important to us. So do you want to pick up from here about how that worked?
Sure. Well, what was coming up for me just there was thinking about the coach's marketing journey. Is there are lots of sort of processes, and it's you know, it's fantastically comprehensive in terms of everything that you need to do and be thinking about in terms of your marketing, and taking you through that process over the six chapters. And I think what we needed space for, maybe outside of doing that work, was the kind of the emotional stuff that actually came up through doing something which looks, you know, to all intents and purposes, you think, here's a process. I go through, I tick these things off, and then it's done. And in one sense, yes, that is the case. But in other senses, what it brings up is this sense of, actually, do I need to be spending all my time on the website copy? Or is it about not having a Calendly link set up? Or actually, am I thinking about the retreat pricing wrong? And, you know, all these kind of different questions start sort of coming into your head, which kind of cloud the sense of marketing. And certainly what I started to realize was that the products didn't actually feel as solid as I thought they were. And therefore, to talk about them to people externally was difficult, because I didn't have a sense of the flow that somebody would take from first meeting me to the first thing that they might do, to doing one-to-one work, to maybe doing a retreat. And I think for both of us, coming from different perspectives, we both had a sense of this thing of what is the product, what is the offering. We had an idea of who we wanted to work with and the kind of niche and that kind of thing, but to actually reach something that felt like it had solidity. And something I think essentially for me, at least, and I got the impression that you felt the same, something that I believed in, something that I wasn't saying to somebody, here's the thing, can you market it for me? Or can you write me something about this? But instead going, I am marketing this, and I am choosing to do something that feels a little bit like, I'm not sure I like marketing. It feels a little bit icky somehow. And going, I want to market this. I want to talk about this because it is something that I passionately believe in, and I see the results it has. And I think that journey is an inner journey. That's this sort of emotional journey that came out of looking at all of the, as I said, this really comprehensive set of processes that the coach's marketing journey so sort of eruditely sets out all these things that you need to do. And making space for one another. I think that's really, for me, that's what the core of what we're putting together for this new offering in Better, Bold, Braver, I think, is about. How do we deal with the kind of the emotional journey of marketing yourself, and how that can fit alongside the coach's marketing journey? So, I mean, it's worth saying we approached Francis a couple of months ago, and we had this idea that we would love to bring something like this to the community. And you know, Francis has been wonderful at, you know, inviting us in and offering us the chance to develop these new sessions, which will be running alongside the coach's marketing journey. And we're really setting it up in a way such that people can come to the coach's marketing journey check-ins, which happen fortnightly on a Tuesday in the afternoon, followed by a session which I'll be running, which is going to be entitled Know Yourself, which is going to be taking some of the themes from that week's check-in and looking at them from a kind of what comes up emotionally from that level of things, and what we can actually work through in the moment in a group setting to explore, to have space to develop and to sit with as we go through this process. And then a week later, we have your offering, Ellie, which sits in a complementary way alongside mine, which is the Show Yourself side. And that is actually how we take the sense of the emotional journey we're on and connect that with how are we actually putting that out there. Mm-hmm. You know, how are these lovely people out there in the world that we want to work with, how are we going to take what we've discovered about ourselves, what we value most, what we most want to share with people, and put it out there.
Yes, 100%. I don't need to say anything else, do I?
Oh, I'd love it if you would.
That's what it is. Yeah, and I think that's what made me think that the part of what was our catalyst to working together was actually we were very good at procrastinating, weren't we? We would do the coach's marketing journey course, and we would do the coursework and go, tick, I've done that. I've done all of that in my head. Therefore, I'm making, you know, I'm moving forward. And then you and I would have a chat. We would chat most weeks. And the fact that you were talking about the latest cup of coffee you'd had at the coffee shop, I was talking about my children annoying me and all of this. And then I don't want to talk for you. I would chalk that off. That was a business call. Yeah. That was a business call, and I was working on my business.
In the early days, you yes. mean, when we were first, yeah, no, I think it's absolutely worth calling out, because I think both of us, we worked through the CMJ, and then we had calls, and absolutely we had this sense of like, we were just having lovely chats.
Yeah.
And I think it wasn't until we got a couple of months in and gone, we actually need to do something. We actually need to get like our thing, whatever it is, out there. And I think that very process of working together was how we respectively developed. Well, you helped me develop the idea for the soul portraits, also for my Loving the Lens course. You've really encouraged me with Enneagram Cafe and the networking stuff. I feel actually the idea of coaching outside, you had this real quandary about, I want to be outside, I want to coach, I don't have time for both, what do I do? And it was through this kind of practical working it through out loud that we slowly but surely reached this kind of position of solidity on what we wanted to offer that was aligned with what we had time to, you know, to offer and what we had emotional capacity to offer. And for me, that is precisely what we are designing here within the community space, is a kind of a slightly more sort of walled, slightly more formalized version of how we, you know, how we with care and love walk through that journey as a group, as individuals who are working with other people on a similar journey.
Yeah, and it absolutely worked for us. We were worried that, because we called each other out on it and said, actually, we're not doing the real work. We're doing all of the work that we're just sitting here ticking a few boxes, but nothing has really changed. So we called ourselves out and said, right, so shall we do this? Should we set 3 months aside and support each other through this and call each other out? When you said you were going to do something and didn't do it, I very much called you out, because that's what I do.
You did.
Yeah. And you were able to, as you said then, say, well, look, you're worrying about all of these things you've got to do. If you put them together, and I was like, why did I not think of that before? But it was by doing the inner work as well and being held accountable. And so that's what we took to Francis and said, actually, we think this would be really helpful for other people, that connection, that accountability to actually do the thing and have people call out. And because it can be really easy to just hide behind courses and learning all of the stuff. So to make progress, we need to tackle the resistance and what's getting in the way and what's stopping us. So that's what we're hoping to bring to the wider community. And as you say, it goes very much hand in hand with the chapters of the CMJ, with the coach's marketing journey. But it just comes at it from a different angle and holds the space for the bits when somebody asks you a question about what you're doing. And there's that, for me, the visceral reaction is the tightness in my chest.
Yeah.
And go, yeah, well, I had a lovely chat with Kieran, but it had nothing to do with doing my actual work. So that's what we're creating the space based on what we did practically ourselves and continue to do to support each other.
Absolutely. I think that word accountability as well is a crucial one that's kind of bandied about a lot. And I think it's worth making the point that when we talk about accountability here, it's not just about the kind of top level accountability of you've said you've done this, why haven't you done this? But it's actually, it's being accountable to one another for things that we have kind of felt at a deeper level we want to do. Because in my experience, there's very little point being accountable to something that's kind of on a superficial level, because it's sort of for the outside world. It's not actually for us. And so much of coaching is, you know, that the relationships are so crucial. and coaching, all of coaching is about, you know, what am I getting from this person I'm working with? How do I feel when they're asking me these questions? Do I have the space to go deeper into myself? So this whole process of marketing, such an intimate, deep journey, I think, and to me, this is precisely what Veta Bodbrova is kind of founded on, that knowledge that marketing, you know, for sort of selling yoga mats or whatever, is noticeably different from marketing for coaching, which is this deeper practice that really relies on the relationships and forming these bonds with people, client and coach. And so therefore the marketing needs to reflect that.
Yeah. And I think that by doing the inner work in relation to the course, that makes it, I know for me, that meant that I was actually excited to go out there and talk about what I did, what I do even. It does make a big difference. And as coaches, we know that work. We have to do that. Mm. So we're in perfect place to do it. And that the journey that we'll help to take people on will be evolving. That how you feel if you join us for the first cohort starting next week, will just be that first layer of the snake that sheds. Mm. And as you continue to do it, other things will come up. And just for us, I think it's really important to say that we are not there as these massive heroes going, we've done it, so we know what we're doing, we've nailed it. We're not. We're still on that journey, but we're really passionate about the community. Personally, I love the Better Bolder Braver community. I've met such wonderful people, including yourself and Francis, who I would like to call friends, because you've had such a profound impact on my life and support me in all aspects. Mm. And I feel really passionate about giving back.
Me too. Well said. Should we talk a little bit about, I'm just thinking about the framing of how it fits alongside CMJ, because for those of you that maybe haven't joined the community yet, you won't know yet that CMJ comes in six chapters, and it looks at the topics of mindset, then clients, then looking at the story, product, content, and finally journey. And it's it's a cyclical thing, it's an iterative thing whereby you're coming back and you're invited to check in, so there's a number of sprints that happen per year. And as we were talking about earlier, our sessions will sit alongside these sprints, where we're looking thematically at the things that come up in these different sections. So I don't know, maybe just the kind of the top level headings that we've got, Ellie, would that be, I just, maybe that'd be nice to explore that briefly here.
Still working titles, aren't they? Because they're going be very much, the sessions are very much emergent sessions. So we will be holding the space for whatever people need in that week. We will have a framework, but if there's a commonality, then that's how we will approach each session. Each session. Now I can remember the first one off the top of my head, which is fish.
I've just brought them up here. Super. Yes.
Go on. I'll let you read them out.
Well, the first one, mindset, for both of us, what it brought up a lot of was the fears, the inner fears of, am I enough? The kind of the existential things, am I good enough? Have I done enough training? You know, have I got the right pieces of paper? All of that kind of stuff. And actually looking at the kind of the effect on the body and the mind that being with those fears has. And then, of course, the knock-on effect that has on marketing. So that's kind of that's the stuff we're playing with. That's the world in which we're exploring in the first week. And then really for us, the client section is about who we are as individuals, because whilst the CMJ is looking at client fit and niche and all of these things that we need to know for marketing, something that came up for us while working on that was, you know, who are we and who do we connect with? Because actually who we are is such an important part of discerning the right people to work with. And it's actually something that really allows us to get to the heart of, say, sort of saying, these people are lovely, but they're not my clients. So it's actually a really useful thing for getting more quickly to the sense of niche, which can often be quite a challenging thing from a coaching perspective, that desire to go, but I want to work with everyone. And in fact, the more we can cut people out, the more specific we can be. you know, like, for example, you're bringing the coaching into the outdoor space and knowing that that is what works best for you. You know, that's really powerful from a marketing perspective to have such a clear vision of that.
Yeah. And I just add within that section that actually brings the best out in me as well. So therefore, it's the best for the client. And that's the sort of thing that we're looking for in that chapter, isn't it?
In Story, which the CMJ is looking at the sort of how we act as the guide and how we look at the story of where we got here. For us, that was what we're going to be exploring there, and what came up for us doing that work was how we'd come to this point and how we make this kind of this important distinction between sharing what is personal and specific to us versus those things which maybe feel a little bit too raw. Because I certainly felt as a coach that there was a sense that sharing online, I needed to share sort of almost everything in order to be out there selling the whole time. And I hadn't really clicked initially that it's really about just being clear on those elements of my story that connect with the products that I offer. That's the important thing to get across clearly. Mm. So that sense of how I got here and the pertinent sort of salient points from that and what that brings up is, I think, so important there. We did a video at that point. We did that sort of Beyonce video you did with us thinking about our journey originally when we were going through this ourselves, which I really loved, which kind of felt very much part of that story of getting here. And then we have product, content and journey, which for us, product is actually looking at really designing from the inside out what works for us, what brings us joy. Because if there's one thing I've learned over the last few years, it's that unless you are doing something that you would want to attend, that you would want to watch back yourself, that you'd want to read, then like no one else is interested. If you can't even make yourself interested in it, then why on earth would anyone else watch it? So it's that thing of needing to put ourselves first, not in a selfish way, but actually designing a product has to come from here. Because then we bring the passion from inside out, and then other people see the passion and they go, you know what, I hadn't thought of this, but this sounds great actually. Content, I mean, this is really where so much this is your realm, Ellie, and absolutely where you are the queen of filling this stuff out. So that's about looking at the sort of the inner work of, you know, how do we connect with other people? What makes us click with people? You know, are we the sort of person that loves those deep, intense conversations? Do we actually just really like the kind of the design of the space? Are we out there sort of, you know, going for social causes? Are we getting, you know, what is lifting us? And sort of just being really clear with ourselves about how we connect with other people, and also how in those areas where we don't feel quite as resourced, how we can skill ourselves up to be and to become better at sort of reaching out like that. And then finally, journey is, I think what we've discussed is all the reflection that came up for us in this. And that's the kind of, for me, that's the snake skin moment. It's taking that pause and that time for reflection in that moment.
Is it so?
Before we...
It sounds wonderful, Kieran. I want to come. When will they be? When will we have them?
Well, as we were alluding to earlier, so the CMJ check-in starts next Tuesday, the 23rd of April. We will then be doing the first Know Yourself session on the 25th of April. And then 1 week later, which is... That is the 2nd of May. We'll be doing the first Show Yourself session. And whilst I'll be leading the Know Yourself and Ellie will be leading the Show Yourself, we'll both be present in these sessions. We want to make sure there's a continuity. We'll try to make sure that one of us is also at the CMJ check-ins, because we realise that people won't be able to attend everything. But we want to make this as much about this kind of this experience of the group and this experience of the cohort going forward together.
Yeah. And we will be holding the space lovingly and at the same time encouraging you to just challenge yourself a little bit, actually go a little bit deeper. How is that feeling for you? It's totally safe. It's however you're feeling is probably the way that everyone else is feeling and the way that Kieran and I have felt or do feel from time to time. So it's a safe space. And as I mentioned before, we're a community of coaches. What safer space is there to air those fears and the resistance and put yourself out there and give it a try. So that's what we're there to help, because it can be very easy to just sit and hide behind the course and not do the work out there. So that's what we're going to be encouraging people to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Had some lovely comments in the background. John Paul was sort of talking about the coach's marketing journey, the transformative, the effect that it's had for him in terms of the journey of constant learning and growth, which I think is a lovely description of this, you know, this kind of cycle we're talking about being on the whole time. So, it's really nice to just see community members that we know. And I hope that people will also be viewing this that we don't yet know, that we will look forward to meeting in due course. So I think Francis has posted a few. Thank you very much, Francis, has posted some links down here about signing up for the first CMJ check-in session and signing up for the community. And I believe doors will be shutting. This is the first time we're trialing this. Doors will be shutting next week. So this really is, you know, the last weekend to sign up to be part of BBB, Better, Bolder, Braver, for this forthcoming sprint period, because doors will not be opening again until July. So now is your opportunity to get in. And I think Francis is offering also a fantastic bonus just down there, as you can see at the bottom of the chat, if you do sign up now as a new member. So I think you have a huge amount to gain. And certainly if you're at this point hovering, thinking, I just encourage you to give it a try, as Ellie and I did 3 years ago, because there is nothing in my experience like community for helping to go inward on that journey and to feel supported, to then take that inner wisdom outward. And that ultimately, I think, is what marketing as a coach is all about.
Okay, and what a wonderful way to end. That's a lovely end note. I couldn't add anything else to that.
Well, thank you so much for doing it with me, Ellie, and I'm so excited about working together on this. We've been working throughout April putting it together, and next week we will be doing it with real, well, I mean, not that you're not a real person, but you know what I mean, like with other people.
We're going to be sharing it further. We're going to be paying it forward showing it back to a community that's given so much to us. So we are ready to give that back as well. And lovely for Francis to trust us to do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. That was far better than I put it.
So. You're welcome. It's been lovely. Thank you for indulging me in the chat, and everyone who's listening, either live or on playback. Thanks for listening too. If you do have any questions, please put them in the comments of this recording on LinkedIn, or if you are in the Better, Bolder, Braver community, pop them in there and we will answer them over the weekend for you.
Thank you so much. Super. We'll see you in the community.
Goodbye.